Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. On the eve of a government shutdown deadline, Republicans say they've made changes to the short-term funding bill without bipartisan input. The House Speaker may not have the votes, though. Here's ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
At President-elect Trump's behest, House Republicans have stripped down the spending bill they put forward earlier this week, and they've added a measure that lifts the debt ceiling for 2 years. Trump is hailing this as a success, but Democrats, who are angry that the deal they thought they had was blown up by Trump and Elon Musk, say that what Republicans are offering now is not serious. Without bipartisanship, it's hard to see how a Friday night shutdown will be averted.
Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO, remains in federal custody after facing new charges in court today. Earlier, he waived extradition at a hearing in Pennsylvania. The busy holiday getaway ramping up. Airports expecting record travelers this holiday period. Storms could impact flights, though, and roads, with a storm moving into the Northeast. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced the launch of a new rebate program with the Public Service Commission. According to a press release, the home electrification and appliance rebate will provide instant discounts for low and moderate income households to install energy efficient appliances. Officials say the program will help lower the cost of those appliances upfront and help struggling families reduce their energy bills long term. The program received nearly $75 million in funding from the Inflation Reduction Act. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the State Building Commission have announced the approval of $81 million of projects across the state. According to a press release, the approved funding does not include an additional $70 million for Universities of Wisconsin building projects, which were delayed by the Republican-controlled state legislature. The approved projects include things like maintenance and repair projects for the Department of Corrections and Department of Health Services and the rehabilitation of historic sites across the state. A number of Superior residents have seen a drastic increase in their property taxes following a citywide assessment of property values. According to Mayor Jim Payne, the assessments and additional local funding for schools are the driving factors behind the increase. In total, Superior residents are facing an over $3.5 million increase in their property tax burden. Mayor Payne also assured residents that this property tax increase is a one-time thing under inconvenient circumstances, and he does not expect another big hike in the near future. After years of planning and work, the Ashland and Bayfield County 911 dispatch centers have officially been combined into a consolidated department. The first two-county dispatch center in the state officially launched earlier this week, and law enforcement officials say it will streamline operational efficiency for emergency services and lead to faster and more accurate responses. The counties received millions of dollars in state funding and grants for the project to ensure the combined dispatch center offers state-of-the-art technology. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Marquette scores a conference win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles began their Big East schedule with an 80-70 win over the Butler Bulldogs in Milwaukee. Cam Jones with 23 points. The Golden Eagles with just two turnovers. College football, the Badgers signed Ohio State wide receiver Jaden Ballard. Former Badgers offensive coordinator Phil Longo named the new head coach of Sam Houston University. He'd been with that team before his time in Madison. NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Saints on Monday Night Football. Jordan Love, asked on the Rich Eisen Show, is he a better quarterback after backing up Aaron Rodgers those 3 years in Green Bay?
That's a good question. Who knows? I do believe for sure that having those 3 years, be able to sit behind a legend, Aaron Rodgers, and just watch him work and learn and pick his brain definitely helped me so much, and just be able to, you know, learn on the side and grow my game until, you know, I was truly ready. So many valuable lessons just to be able to watch Aaron those 3 years.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter storm warning ending this evening with minor additional accumulations, a cloudy sky overnight, and a low in the low teens. Mostly sunny and colder tomorrow, high upper teens. Mostly cloudy Saturday, a high near 20, partly sunny and upper 20s on Sunday. Currently 21 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy holidays, everybody. For my last show before I go on break, I'm joined by political editor Dan Schaefer for his naughty and nice lists and his wish list for 2025. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you for listening. You can be a part, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got Jess P.S. on the board. Earl Ingram joining me as well. You can listen to his fine show right here on the Civic Media Network, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. But he gets up at 4 to prep for that fine show, and he needs his sleep because he's an elderly guy. Earl, thanks, man. Thanks for joining me this hour as well. There's this continuing resolution, keeping the United States government open and funded and functional, is a quickly moving story. So a real quick background on this, there was a negotiated deal between, Mike Johnson, the Republican, and the Dems. Elon Musk and Donald Trump apparently didn't like it. And why do we give a damn what Elon Musk thinks about anything? Is beyond me. Why we give a damn what Donald Trump thinks about? He's not the president yet. But of course, they wield immense power and pressure over their own because, you know, you're a cult. And they believe and fear those kinds of guys. I don't get it, Earl. I literally don't. I mean, it's one thing for, you know, billionaires to play a role in the background by funding all sorts of folks. But when this guy gets out there talking about Elon Musk on his Twitter platform that he purchased and bastardized, and puts pressure on what Republicans, presumably with Donald Trump's backing, to walk away from the deal that they negotiated with the Dems in the first place. So my question to you, Earl, do you think Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, went into these negotiations and struck a deal with the Dems without consulting the boss first?
Thank you for inviting me into this conversation, Mr. Shelby. You know, man, it is unbelievable that Elon Musk, and what most people should know is his wealth has doubled. He invested $270 million in Donald Trump. And he's gone from a billionaire that was worth $280 billion to now almost $506. He's doubled his money, and Trump hasn't even gotten an elect. So you have to understand the magnitude of what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
Number two, Elon Musk, nobody voted for Elon Musk. Politricksters. This is why I call them politricksters. Those Republicans who said yes to this continuing resolution to make sure that those people who were outraged at Joe Biden and Democrats for not getting FEMA to them soon enough, and they said that's the reason they're voting for Donald Trump because Joe Biden didn't get, we're not voting from him. him because he didn't help us. Well, guess what? Now they're not going to be getting any help from the very guy who they supported, because the government will be shut down. Elon Musk, again, he made this decision without Donald Trump. Listen, man, listen. I'm on the Dominique Sylvia show this afternoon.
Yes.
I'm not coming in determining what we're going to talk about. Come on, man. And yet, this man, in no uncertain terms, put this out and told all these congresspeople, cowards. They're cowards. Well, if you don't change this, we're going to primary you. Wait a minute. Who primaries sitting congresspeople and senators? The last time I checked, Dominic, it wasn't presidents to be and the sidekick, Batman and Robin.
Which one's Batman? Which one's Robin? I mean, I literally, I'm like, who's pulling the strings here? Who made who, Earl? That's what I want to know.
Well, if you know Donald Trump, he's always going to bow down to he who has more gold than he has.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's his God, right?
Yeah.
But, man, the truth of the matter is, those elected officials, that can't be an acceptable reason, Dominic, for why they changed their minds. He said he was going to primary us. What? The people elected you. Do the will of the people. If you do right by the people, then the people will do right by you. And whether you're primaried or not, they will make sure that you stay in office. Isn't that how it's supposed to work?
Oh, like representation and working for your constituents? What? I mean, come on. Half those constituents don't even vote, Earl, and the rest of them don't have enough money to give to them to give a damn. I mean, I love how it's supposed to be, and I'm with you, man. And, you know, maybe it's because, Earl, we have never held elected office. We don't know the pressures. But I tell you what, man. I'm voting for the people, man. I'm voting for my people, my constituents. This is what they want. If they want a continuing resolutions as negotiated by my Democratic leadership and the Republicans, then I'm voting for that, man. I'm down for that. Maybe the other side of that is also, Earl, maybe they don't know. Maybe as an elected official, I need to lead them. I need to inform them. I need to get them up to speed on the issues, because maybe what they think isn't exactly what it ends up being. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of misinformation out there. There can be a couple different ways to look at representation. But at the end of the day, as you mentioned, if you do right by your constituents, they can primary all you want. They're not going to leave you. You know what I mean? And where is that? And the unelected thing, a guy like Elon Musk that can pull the strings of Donald Trump, who's not yet in office, to kill a deal, a continuing resolution, should scare everybody. Literally, what kind of influence does this guy have? I tell you, if you wanna deform an organization for cut efficiencies, or you're concerned about the federal debt and all those things, how about this? How about we cancel all Elon Musk SpaceX contracts? How about that? How about we go back and take and claw back some of that money? You know what I'm saying? You want to play those kinds of games? Dude, you're making money off the government. The same government you think is overbloated and all these terrible things that you want to cut Social Security and God knows what else, but you're cashing the same checks? You're dipping in that pool?
How many people are aware that SpaceX is the wealthiest business in the United States right now? SpaceX is the most expensive, I mean, is worth more than any other business in the United States. Okay. His car manufacturer, what is it called?
Tesla, yeah.
Tesla, worth more than General Motors. Why? And it doubled in price because Donald Trump is clearly going to kill imports coming in to impact General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler with the tariffs. So Elon Musk stock doubled in price, and here you turn this over to that man. And the worst part about it, Dominic, the farm bill hasn't even passed. Rural people who supported Donald Trump, trusted him, and Donald Trump brought this guy in who could care less about the farmers and what they need.
Yeah, man, come on. I mean, if you're working on the farm, you think a billionaire, you think either one of these guys. And this is the thing, Earl. If the government gets shut down and there's a deal, they're talking about it on the floor right now. They have a new deal. Getting a little bit of the details here shortly. But if this were to come to fruition, the government is shut down and people are impacted, be it government workers or folks that are relying on the government to, you know, print the checks or Social Security, you know, whatever. You want to get your visa. You want to get your passport. You know, you want to go through TSA. Even if they keep these things open, they're going to pare back on the labor. And folks, you know, and it doesn't save any money. They got to restart the government up. And, you know, the contract, the folks don't get paid yet, man. What are you talking about? Oh, you take 2 weeks off. You're not working, your furloughed for 2 weeks. Okay. No, they may not have the cash flow, but, you know, when the government reopens, and ultimately it does, they get the back pay. And then it costs money to wind things down. It costs money to come up with contingency plans. It costs money to wind it back up again. They're not saving any money. That's not the point. They're going to save money. They should cancel Elon Musk contracts. Here's some of the deets from Politico. Again, this is in a quickly evolving story. So after Elon tweeted his brains out and Trump went along with it, Johnson got back with his crew and the Republicans, and they got a whole new deal. And here is the deal that they're going to vote on apparently today, within the hour, I guess. Here we go. A stopgap measure that funds the government through mid-March, a clean farm bill extension. So there's the farm bill, a $110 billion disaster aid package previously negotiated with the Democrats. So I guess they're taking that piece from the original deal and bringing it over to the new deal. A clean healthcare provision extenders and a 2-year suspension of the debt limit. A 2-year suspension of the debt limit. Earl, I thought these folks were worried about the debt. Now you're going to give Donald Trump, what, no debt limit for 2 years? This is a guy who added more to the deficit than any president ever. And I don't know what Biden's final numbers are going to end up being, but before Biden, it was Trump. It was Trump. You want to talk about adding to the debt? Trump. And now Trump wants no debt limit for the next 2 years. And aside, and real quick before I let you go, there's no Democratic input on this deal thus far.
Which means that the Democrats may not go along with it.
They may not.
If I was the Democrats, I would not go along with it. And I'll say this. It's even if they were able to jerry-rig something else, I would say we shouldn't have been here in the first place.
Yeah.
The issue is what happened. And so if this happens before Trump is even in office and they knuckle under to this man even before he's in office, it's not what they attempted to do, Dominic. Let's say they pass him. It's what we've already witnessed. And so that's a harbinger of what we know is coming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The chaos presidency will come. You thought the first Trump 1 was bad. Trump 2 is going to be even worse. And this was not a landslide election. This is not some sort of mandate that the Republicans have. They squeaked in. It's not a huge win by Trump. It's not a great victory for the Republicans in Congress. They're barely hanging on. And when it comes down to these kinds of matters, if they don't deliver, which at some point they will not, they're going to end up hurting their own folks. And I'm pretty sure that Donald Trump claimed to be a billionaire, Elon Musk, billionaire, hell, even Bezos, apparently, they were all hanging out in Mar-a-Lago eating dinner together, man. Come on. What is going on here, folks? Come back with us. This is the Dom Salve Show. That is Earl Ingram. We've got Jess P.S. on the board, 855-752-4842.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Klayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
You know, the day destroys the night, night divides the day.
Yeah, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram joining me this hour. You can check his show out 8 to 10 a.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just PS is on the board. And the Republicans, a debate going on in the Assembly right now in Congress. And the reporting, Earl, it's getting pretty heated from the Washington Post. Arguments are very heated on the House floor, and Rep. Mark Molinaro, a Republican from New York, who is presiding over the chamber, has had enough, and apparently so has his gavel. While he was rapping the crowd to quiet down and quiet the rabble-rousing, the gavel shattered. Pieces of the wooden mallet are lying on the House floor. It's like my broken dreams, man. The gavel. You break the gavel? I mean, come on, man. What is going on? CNN Chiron is saying Johnson is going to speak as the GOP expects the funding bill to fail.
To fail.
Yes, that's apparently maybe they're doing some whipping and they don't know if they have the number of votes needed to pass. I mean, they have Republicans that have a problem with it. They have, you know, Democrats that had a deal that the Republicans backed out of because of Elon Musk. And they weren't even involved in having this conversation on this deal. So who knows? But if that's the case, then if this bill fails, where does that leave us, Earl? The Wall Street Journal, I had a couple of points on this regarding a government shutdown. How a looming U.S. government shutdown would affect you? Will it affect me? Will it affect you, Earl? Will it affect you at home? 855-752-4842. Now, as mentioned, they reached a bipartisan deal, but the spending package fell apart after Trump and Elon Musk had opposition to it. I mean, the fact that we even have to mention Elon Musk. I mean, you know, and I saw this from somebody else, but I had the original thought, Earl. Who's the big Democratic boogeyman?
Just Soros.
Soros, right. Man, if you had Soros sitting up there next to Biden, right? Right. Well, they would freak out, man. The Republicans would be
explode.
Oh my God! If it was Soros,
hey,
oi, oi! Of course he's Jewish. I mean, come on. But it's apparently this is the new world. All right. So to keep the government funded, a spending bill must pass both the House and the Senate, and Biden must sign it into law before Friday's midnight deadline. That's tomorrow.
Ain't gonna happen.
Wait, midnight as in like in 6.5 hours?
12:01 a.m. Saturday. No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Yep. Friday right. night. Yep. Midnight Friday.
30 which would be hours. Saturday.
Yes. Yes. Let's see. So what happens during the shutdown? Government offices continue essential work, but tasks deemed non-essential are put on ice. Paychecks stop, and many workers are furloughed until Congress passes new funding. The White House controls how agencies operate during a funding lapse, so the impact of a shutdown on the public will vary. Now, transportation, TSA, airport screenings would continue, but travelers might see longer security lines at the airport if unpaid TSA agents skip work. National parks are often closed. What else? Government services and many Americans rely on everyday life, such as Social Security payments and U.S. Postal mail delivery, would continue. Critical services like the Energy Department to ensure nuclear reactors are manned, those will continue as well, as would military and border control functions. But what else could be affected? Well, folks who are interacting with federal agencies for support, such as getting a new Social Security card, could experience delays. Environmental and food safety inspections have been delayed in past shutdown. Now,
oh, great.
Yeah, USDA nutrition programs, which support tens of millions of people, would likely operate on a skeletal staff. New loans for small farmers across the U.S. would be halted. Only a small number of HUD, Housing and Urban Development employees, will be on staff to answer emergency questions and process Federal Housing Administration issued loans. Its rental assistance programs wouldn't immediately be affected. So, you know, there's some of the issues. A government shutdown would cause roughly 875,000 federal workers to be furloughed, according to the nonprofit Bipartisan Policy Center. That estimate excludes military members. Now, you know, Earl, according to the Project 2025, you know, these cats aren't fond of the federal workforce. Do you think they give a damn if 875,000 people are laid off or furloughed, you know, a few days before Christmas?
You know what's worse? You know what's worse, Dominic?
What's that?
What you didn't mention? Congress still gets paid.
And they're asking for a raise in this one too, man. They want more money. They want more money. They get theirs. Oh.
Yeah, man. Come on, man. How ironic is it that you're voting for the average citizens and they'll lose or their pay will be shuttered, but not yours. What should occur is if this is going to happen and it can happen, people should demand that Congress does not get paid.
Yes.
They created it.
Yes.
It's an insult that they get theirs. And many of the people, well, they're going to get it in the end, as you stated.
Yeah.
In the end. But no, man, it's unconscionable. And I've also stated before that this should never be. It's part of what they're saying is true. You've got to stop running Congress. The final, we're always at the 12th hour coming up with a continuing resolution. Man, sit down, hammer out the budget, get it done. And we wouldn't be stuck in these kind of situations, right?
Absolutely.
You got to get that. You know, enough of that is enough, but that's on Congress.
That is on Congress.
That's not on the people.
Yep, and that is a lack of leadership. Well, it's on the people to the extent that we elect, quote-unquote, these folks in Congress. Maybe we should do a little better job, Earl.
Yep.
do government shutdowns save money? According to the Wall Street Journal, the answer, no. According to most public policy groups and congressional research reports, federal workers receive back pay, and the acts of winding down operations and maintaining contingency plans cost taxpayer money. Quote, a government shutdown where we end up paying people not to work is precisely at odds with the important objective of DOGE, which is to increase efficiencies. Yeah, you think? Hey, let's shut it down. We're going to increase efficiencies by paying people not to work and increasing the operational costs of the less efficient business that gets done. Yeah, let's do that. Way to go, Elon. 855-752-4842. Who's pulling whose strings? You know, when the marionette strings get tangled up, you know, the whole thing falls apart. Come back with us, 855-75-CIVIC.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reporting a growing positivity rate for norovirus cases. According to health officials, the highly contagious virus had a positive test rate of about 19% through the last week of November. That total was nearly 10% higher than the positive rate at the beginning of November. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire campus had also reported an outbreak of the virus during that time frame. The virus is commonly referred to as the stomach flu, and symptoms could include vomiting and diarrhea. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is reminding residents to check their property tax bills to make sure they've received the lottery and gaming credit. According to a press release, the credit will provide direct tax relief to qualified residents and will appear on the tax bill as a reduction of the amount due. Residents who own a dwelling and use it as their primary residence as of the January 1st certification date for the year the property taxes are levied are eligible for the credit. Residents only need to apply for the credit one time for annual benefits. The Rice Lake City Council has placed a time frame on a project to turn a former nursing home in the downtown area into affordable housing. The council approved an amendment to the development agreement requiring Move-In Out, the Madison company overseeing the project, to present quarterly progress reports and assume ownership and demolition of the site after 5 years from the start date of construction. Move-In Out officials say the delays are related to legal hurdles and due diligence in pursuing tax credits for low-income housing. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has announced the first presumptive positive case of bird flu in a person in Barron County. The news comes just days after the county also saw the first positive test in a poultry flock. DHS officials are monitoring the farm workers who came into contact with the infected flock and may have been exposed to the highly contagious virus. Animal-to-human spread of the virus is not as contagious, but residents should check with their doctor if they show symptoms like a fever, eye infection, or muscle aches. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Variety reports that the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has announced the shortlist for the Oscars in 10 categories. Emilia Perez led the way with 6 nominations, and Wicked came in second with 4. Voting to determine the actual nominations will take place January 8th, with nominations being announced January 17th. The 97th Oscars ceremony will air March 2nd of this coming year. Superscribe Taylor Sheridan has received criticism for his role of Travis on Yellowstone. The show's creator has come under fire on social media, with fans saying that they thought it was lame that he wrote himself onto the show and made Bella Hadid his girlfriend, calling it totally unnecessary. Just for the record, folks, Taylor Sheridan has written himself onto other shows as well, including Lioness and 1883. Maybe he's just created so many shows he's running out of actors. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter storm warning ending this evening with minor additional accumulations, a cloudy sky overnight, and a low in the low teens. Mostly sunny and colder tomorrow, high upper teens. Mostly cloudy Saturday, a high near 20, partly sunny in upper 20s on Sunday. Currently 21 degrees.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Prices much lower than a grocery store. Spirits, wine, beer for a whole lot less. Walking down the aisles makes you stop and say, yes! From mixing cocktails, a friendly get-together, or a brunch outdoors, Total Wine has everything you need. And more. With the lowest prices and best selection for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's Friday. That means it is time to recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
right, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you for being a passenger on this fine production. Got Earl Ingram joining me today. Jess P.S. on the board. And you can be on the phones and the text as well. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line. It's a text line. Kimber from Muskoday. I'm down with that. Dom, shut him down. Of course, we're talking about Elon Musk and canceling his government contracts because he wants to increase efficiencies and save the government money. All the way. Give people their due, but not Elon. Shut the richest clown on the planet all the way down. Give it to his workers, who are the real brains within the enterprises. God, I'm so mad over this BS. I apologize. Kimber from Muscadet. Don't apologize. You didn't even swear. You can't be that mad. what else we got here? Here we go. Dictator from the WISS, the 920. Held stomping grounds.
One of many.
Dictator Don T could save lots of money if he actually did some work in the White House instead of charging the Secret Service how much so agents could stay at his golf resort as Don plays his game. Great point. Mm-hmm. Earl, wasn't Donald Trump, my understanding, was overcharging the Secret Service to stay at his places? I mean, if a guy's concerned about government debt, don't you think you should maybe give him a discount?
You know, man. The tragic thing, you know, you have to laugh to keep from crying.
Yeah, right, man.
We had this guy for 4 years, man. Donald Trump, we don't have to think about who he is or what he's going to do. There's already a record. There's a history of him as the president of the United States, and it wasn't good. I don't care how many times people say, I was better off. Look at what he was doing to the nation. And so here's a man now who is clearly in it to pilfer money and to make as much money as he possibly can and ride off into the sunset. The damage he's going to do to this country, Dominic, is let's say the Democrats get back in 4 years from now. He's going to have completely dismantled government as we know it. And then somebody's going to have to come in, whoever the next president is, and work towards reconfiguring government again. And we're looking at 8 years of this damage done to the government, and the people are going to suffer mightily during this time. And I don't think people gave that any real thought. The impact, you know, they were angry.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the bread was too high. Well, he's already come back and said, hey, I can't do anything about it. Well,
right. Yeah, he didn't say that before. He's saying
he
that
said
now.
He could do something about it. Yeah. And people went with that.
Yeah.
But man, the damage, doing away with the educational system and other things, man, that are coming down the pike. Dominic, man, you know, you and I have seen some things. We've never seen anything. And the historians, when they write about this time in history, long after you and I are gone, they're going to question America. And they're going to talk about a time when the America that we knew, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, all of those different things, Dominic, you're going to have to take a long, hard look and say, How did this happen? And then we say, well, there's nothing we can really do about it. Well, if we can't do anything about it, they've got to make some major changes to those things that we held so sacred as Americans.
Well, but didn't we hold them sacred though, Earl? You know, I think a big problem is misinformation, let's call it. I don't want to say ignorance, but I think if we can't agree on basic set of facts as a society, we are certainly susceptible to misinformation. You know what I mean? If you don't trust anybody and nothing matters, then, you know, where does that leave us? I wonder, Earl, if this is really not so much what Donald Trump is doing to us, quote unquote, but if Donald Trump is reflective of who we are. He is, Donald Trump is the reflection in the mirror for lots and lots of people in this country. Donald Trump is the ideal for lots and lots of people in this country. Throw Elon in there too, man. Throw Bezos in there too. That's the ideal. That's the quote unquote dream. Hoard billions of dollars. That's what people want. Isn't that the American dream? Isn't that what everybody quote unquote craves? Isn't that what we voted for? We're simply criticizing us.
You know, Dominic, I was going to call you Donald, but
no, don't do that.
but there's a reason I have on my woke hat, and it is because I am woke, and in what is going on and what is taking place, and they pull the wool over the eyes of people. Again, as you stated, the majority of the people in this nation have given up. They feel that they're sacrificial lambs, and so they don't vote. They don't believe in the country, and I kind of understand it, because you know, many people this time around felt that the country is not doing what it should for them.
Yeah,
hasn't done that for a long time, Dominic. If you're talking about the last 4 years, which is what a lot of people want to focus on, they didn't. The price of things and the wealthy, you know, expanding their wealth didn't just happen over the last 4 years. Dominic, has happened over the last three decades. And yet you hear people say, well, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and I, man, what are you talking about? The people got wealthier because they took the money from the middle class 30 years, Democrats and Republicans, and policies. And people were asleep. And people were concerned about, you know, a lot of different things that are going on, Dominic.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it? The lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Mm-hmm.
And all these other, they dumbed down the American
people.
Well,
see, isn't that, I think that's a big problem. And it's like righteous ignorance, man. Like, people are proud. I don't need to know that. Here's what I think, and F this and F you. And I get the attitude, man. I get that. But you know what? I mean, African-Americans in this country, man, have certainly had a reason to think that, you know what, the system isn't working for us. You know what I mean? And we've gotten over that. There's been a change in this country in the last 100 years, 400 years. You know what I'm saying? We have inspiration in what our past is to see what we need to do going forward. And when people disengage, when people are so eloquently ignorant on purpose, because what? Because their pockets are getting full, or they think they're going to someday be Elon Musk. I mean, we gotta figure out a way to engage folks, or we gotta get people back on this. It's absolutely untenable. We can absolutely do change it. We can do that. We just gotta make sure that we're all on the same page and convince folks, man. You know, we need to strive to do better in ourselves, in our neighbors, in our conversations, in our governance. Hold people accountable. These things are not acceptable. Man, Elon Musk is not an elected official. Bezos is not an elected official.
You know, Dominic, I will say to you, my friend, a prime example of how far we've gone off the ledge. The guy who killed the guy in New York.
Oh, yeah.
The insurance guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, health insurance guy. There are people calling him a hero. Man, how do you, we are so far off the edge, Dominic, that to bring people back is going to take a catastrophe. It's going to take a Donald Trump, Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, 4 years of them before people are going to finally realize, hey, man, we were told that Joe Biden was horrific. But after these next 4 years, they'll be crying and clamoring for Kamala Harris and Joe Biden.
I agree with you, Earl, and I hope we're wrong, man. I absolutely hope we're wrong. I mean, I highly doubt it, considering some of the policies that these guys are espousing. And I'm hope we're wrong, but damn, I mean, if that's what it takes to reset, you know, it's gonna be some tough times for folks, man. And that just seems, again, if you're a working class person and you think, you know, the billionaires are coming to save you. Man, you know, I got a bridge to sell you, and we gotta stop doing this. It's not gonna happen. You're not gonna be a billionaire. You know what I'm saying? You're not. Everyone else, if you do the things Donald Trump did, you're gonna be arrested. You're gonna be convicted, and if you're convicted, you're gonna serve your sentence. You know, the rest of the world, the rest of us live in reality. These cats don't. You know, when you get to be on that level.
How do you know I'm not going to be a billionaire? Who are you to say that I can't be a billionaire? Never mind, I'm 70 years old.
Keep saving your pennies, Earl. I'm not saying you couldn't, but I'm taking that. I'm taking that action, though.
Come on, man.
855-752-4842. If I'm betting on anybody, I'm betting with you, man. Hey, Gary from Sussex, you're up. Hey, Gary, welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, you know, I heard Earl talking earlier. He's worried about the next 4 years.
Yeah.
If Donald Trump does well, and I asked this question to Earl, he doesn't like Donald Trump and he wants him to fail initially. But the question I have for you, Dom, is do you want Donald Trump to actually succeed? And if he succeeds,
well, hang on. It's a loaded question. Define success. That's relative, man.
Okay, so I'm. If Donald Trump succeeds, that means you, me, all the poor people, all the rich people are going to do better.
Succeeds, so, but I don't understand. Define like my income is going to go up, my taxes are going to go down. Infrastructure. I mean, what do you mean? What is success? How about let's do this, Gary? You define success for me for the Trump presidency. What does it look like to you?
If they clean up all of the pork, all of the waste, get everybody back to work.
How much pork? How much waste? What are you talking about? Unemployment's low. Get people back to work. What do you mean?
There's 40,000 federal people that aren't even at work. They're working out of their house. They have these empty buildings. If they're going to do that, then sell the stinking buildings.
Well, okay, but people work from home. It can be very efficient, man. I mean, is that the lagging issue? Is that the main issue? Come on, Gary, that's your concern about federal workers working from home? I work from home, man. What are you talking about? That is not a concern, dude.
Going on one thing that I said. I mentioned many things.
Okay, but I still don't know. Like, what does success look like? Is it a GDP? Is it unemployment numbers?
Yes.
Right. What do you see as success?
All of the above.
And if those things don't happen, Gary, are you going to regret your vote?
First of all, no, I won't regret it because Kamala Harris was an absolute. And you everybody admits. I watch CNN and NBC all the time. They picked the wrong person. They know it. And she's going to go away, go to California and be governor. That's fine because these people, they need somebody like her. But the fact of the matter is, I don't know what that means.
And the rest of the people need Donald Trump?
Yeah.
And the rest of the people need Donald Trump?
The left coast needs her. All the woke people. California is so far woke. That's the problem.
California is the fifth largest or eighth largest economy in the world, dude.
Dom.
You hear me? Hang on. The eighth largest economy in the world. One state.
And that's fine.
Is it? I mean, how could a bunch of woke people, you know, have such an economy? I don't understand how it could possibly happen. Hey, Gary, we're coming up against a break. Thanks for playing. Listen, what is success? You're saying if Donald Trump is successful, we'll all be successful. But I don't know what that means. If Donald Trump is successful in, I don't know, deporting 11 or 20 million people, you think that's going to help agriculture, manufacturing? I doubt it. 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the grown-up gift list text to win contest. Shane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back to the Dom Salvi Show, 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram joining me for one last segment. Check his show out, 8 to 10 a.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just PS on the board, you on the lines, 855-75-CIVIC. Matt Texton from Richland Center. OMG, all the empty buildings. Swinging and miss, Gary, LOL. Tyler from Columbia County. According to Gary's terms, Biden is successful, even though he won't admit it. Lots of folks have things to say when Gary calls. Earl, I don't wish for this country to fail. Hell, I don't like, obviously, Donald Trump, and I want him to fail in his bad policies. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't want, you know, millions and millions of people deported. I don't want, you know, 100,000 beds, as Tom Homan, the border czar, is asking for in Texas to facilitate. I want trains full of people, you know, heading down there. I think that's terrible. I think we have people in this country. Most of them are working. Most of them are contributing to this country, taking jobs that most Americans, traditional quote-unquote Americans, don't want and are not taking. Those folks go away, that's bad for the economy. It's bad for them. It's bad for us. It's bad for everything. I do not want that to be successful. I think that's terrible. I think we just give people some work permits and be called a day. You know what I'm saying? Earl, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, Dominic, when I hear people say, you don't want Donald Trump to succeed, I say to those people, Joe Biden and what Joe Biden did, and if you look at his record in history, we'll say Joe Biden did some really great things.
Yeah.
The infrastructure bill. He did some great things to help people during COVID, during the time that the nation didn't know whether it was up or down, didn't know which way to turn. You can't take that away. I don't care what Republicans say, and say that, okay, they rooted for Joe Biden to fail. And the very people who rooted for Joe Biden to fail are now saying, hey, You don't want Donald Trump. It's not about Donald Trump, man. He's one guy. He's there for 4 years, like any president, 8 years at the most. It's about Congress. It's about the Senate. There's a reason why presidents have term limits. They are part of things. They're not kings. And the way the system has been set up, it's for them not to be kings. Yep. And now we have one that's trying to be a king. So yes, I want him to fail at being a king. And anybody with any common sense, Dominic, should cheer for a man who's got 4 years, who's going to pilfer this nation economically, to fail at that. And yes, I want to see him fail at that. It's not what's in the best interest of the American people.
Amen, brother. 855-752-4842. Just a couple of minutes left, Earl. They are voting, or I think voting might be close to being done. They are nowhere near passing this bill. It looks like the plan B, as proposed by the Republicans after the pressure from billionaire Elon Musk and Donald Trump, who's pulling whose strings, who knows, but neither of them are in office yet. It killed the initial deal. Now this thing has yeas of 174, nays of 232. That Oof. Ain't gonna happen. It's nope. headed for defeat. Something needs to be done by 12:01 Saturday morning a.m. midnight tomorrow, Earl. What's your best guess right now?
Well, my best guess is, well, I know this for certain. Sandy and I are going to pick up this mantle tomorrow morning and we're going to ride it because, you know, Dominic, everything that you pointed out is important for the American people to understand, and nobody wins in a situation like this. The American people suffer in the long run. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we've got to get beyond this. They don't want Donald Trump to win mentality. Not about him, man. Come on, man. How many different presidents have there been? And they picked this one guy out, and he's not exactly the sharpest of all the others. I'm sorry.
To put it mildly.
No. And so, Dominic, in the end, they're going to shut down the government. It's happened before, right?
Yeah.
They try not to, but and every time it's happened, there's been hell to pay for the people who shut it down. When it shuts down, we'll know who did it, Dominic. It won't be Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and it won't be the Democrats.
Well,
it'll be on the Republicans' watch.
And Donald Trump was out there already today trying to get in front of it, claiming that if we're to be shut down, it's a Biden shutdown because Biden's the president. I was like, okay, but here's the thing, Earl. I would traditionally agree with you, absolutely. As historically speaking, the political party that drives the shutdown, which is always Republicans. I mean, when's the last time the Democrats shut the government down? You know what I'm saying? That just doesn't happen. But in this new world, man, if Donald Trump says it, guys like Gary are going to believe it. Oh, Gary be like, oh, Joe Biden shut the government down. No, man, that's not the case. Gary and Republicans, all you folks out there, there was a deal. And, you know, you could call it a good deal, you call it a bad deal. At the end of the day, it was a deal. And government is about compromise, man. If no one gets everything they want, if everyone walks away a little salty, it was probably a good deal. Shutting down the government because Donald Trump wants a no debt ceiling for 2 years. Hell, he's even going after Chip Roy, a Republican from Texas, telling him to be primaried. Be careful who your friends are because Donald Trump will eventually turn against you. You are my friend, Earl Ingram Jr. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to join you, my friend. Thank you, Jess P.S. on the board. Thank you, our fair audience. We will be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening. Stick around. Nightlight with Pete Schwab is coming up next.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, world-famous podcaster and comedian Jimmy Pardo makes the popcorn pick of the week. And performing live in the studio are the Doctors in Recital. That's how you light it up holiday style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. While House lawmakers debate on a revised short-term spending bill to avert a government shutdown tomorrow night, government agencies, including the Pentagon, are preparing for the possibility. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder.
Objectively speaking, a lapse in funding will cause serious disruptions across the Defense Department and is still avoidable.
Republicans added a demand by President-elect Trump to lift the debt ceiling for 2 years. That measure likely won't have enough bipartisan support and votes needed to pass. Luigi Mangione waived extradition today at a hearing in Pennsylvania and immediately flown back to New York to face federal charges in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO. He's also facing state charges. Thousands of Amazon workers staged a walkout today at facilities